Who do you think is responsible for the creation of a serial killer?
No one. I feel like not people themselves are responsible, but I feel like it's their mind that influences them. So there's a part in our brain for everything. So like religion and like how you identify yourself. So there's a part in our brain that like recognizes that we're all human. When that part of the brain kind of like becomes out of whack, that results in people killing each other. So yeah, that's what I think.
A monster is nothing without the creator. And this is what we made.
Welcome back to episode 2, Family Sounds Fun. This is a podcast about the creation of murders and understanding their complex nature.
The mental structure of a person is complex. Each person has their own story to tell, own background, own traits and quirks.
For a serial killer, their past is tainted and tarnished by scarring memories and thoughts. These are complex and difficult feelings that make them lash out in certain ways that they may either harm themselves or other people. Today we're going to be interviewing Andres. Hi Andres, do we have permission to interview you today?
Yes.
Okay, so first question. In moments of anger and rage and in desperation, what do you feel you're capable of and how do you think you're going to stop yourself?
For me to stop myself, I would listen to music to calm myself, or either I'll call my sister and talk to her about what's going on, about anything that's happening.
And how do you feel about that, like that you can only cope with those certain mechanisms?
I can only cope with those because I'm always used to them. Those are my number one go-to, no matter what.
Okay, that's nice. Okay, question number 2.
Stress is a main factor in drastic action.
People's interactions must stress a certain person up to their utmost limit, to their breaking point.
In the sudden moments of fury, every person is irrational. Their mind bends for correction and peace within themselves.
Actions in achieving their relief may be fatal for those who cause them harm.
It is tendency that the people who spend more time with,
it is most likely to get you angry.
And especially parents. Parents may sometimes fail in parenting.
In them failing to parent properly, this may stress out the child and therefore they're bending the sense of reason,
causing negative feelings to swell up.
Feeding these negative emotions will cause an eruption,
leading to extremely regrettable actions.
Today we're going to be talking with Sergio. Sergio, do we have your permission to record?
Yes.
Okay, so question number 1. In moments of anger and rage and desperation, what do you feel you're capable of and how do you think you're going to stop yourself?
To stop myself, I would most likely go outside, try to relax myself, try to get myself back to a mental state of mind.
Anything else?
I'm a very like athletic person, so I like to like play sports outside or like talk to others to get my problems away from it.
All right, thank you.
This is Elias asking Andres, have you ever been swelled with overwhelming negative emotions and thoughts due to a person you spend a lot of time with? This is Elias asking Sergio, have you ever been swelled with overwhelming negative emotions and thoughts due to a person you spend a lot of time with?
Yes, I have. This happens occurred many times with family or friends.
It is Elias asking Andres, have you ever been swelled with overwhelming negative emotions and thoughts due to a person you spend a lot of time with?
Yes, I have. Like, in moments like this, if I'm with someone that I don't usually talk to, or I'm with someone that I'm usually with every day, I'll get annoyed, or I'll probably get really frustrated with them, and I'll take my anger out of them. So it's mostly with like friends at school, or even my sisters, or my mom, or family, whatever like that.